Ukraine security issue.
Emergency power cuts are being introduced in Kyiv and seven other regions today, in addition to outages scheduled earlier, reads an announcement on the Telegram channel of Ukrenergo, Ukraine's electricity transmission system operator. The regions in question have suffered the most damage as a result of Russia's missile strikes earlier this month. In order to stabilize and balance the functioning of the energy system, consumption has been decreased by 30%. Such measures have been implemented to avoid an energy deficit and to prevent the overload of the high-voltage infrastructure. Also, the authorities remind Ukrainians to decrease energy consumption in the peak hours of the morning and evening. Russia is concentrating forces and means for another possible massive missile attack upon Ukraine's energy infrastructure. The armed forces are preparing to respond to the enemy attacks, President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a video address. According to him, Russia needs Iranian missiles to launch strikes on Ukraine. The Iranian regime must be punished for its complicity in Russian terror against Ukraine, said the president. Volodymyr Zelensky also discussed this issue with President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen.
І це питання ми винесемо не тільки на рівень наших традиційних партнерів.
And we will bring this issue not only to the level of our traditional partners. The whole world will know that the Iranian regime helps Russia prolong this war and therefore prolong the effect of those threats to the world provoked precisely by the Russian war. If it was not for the Iranian supply of weapons to the aggressor, we would be closer to peace now. Therefore, absolutely everyone who helps Russia prolong this war must bear responsibility for the consequences of this war along with it, said Volodymyr Zelensky. According to Volodymyr Zelensky, the terrorist state is concentrating forces and means for a possible repetition of mass attacks on our infrastructure. First of all, energy. In particular, for this, Russia needs Iranian missiles. We are preparing to respond, said Volodymyr Zelensky. Russia is running low on stocks of high-precision missiles, but ballistic missiles provided by Iran could change the situation and help the enemy double its attacks, said Vadim Skibitsky, a representative of the Defense Intelligence of the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine. That is why Ukraine needs weapons to counter the Iranian missile attacks, since the weapons currently in place are inefficient against them. According to him, the US Patriot system could handle the task. Ukraine also needs ATACMS missiles to launch strikes upon the enemy's command centers. Washington, however, is hesitant to provide these missiles and concerned that Ukrainian fighters could use them to launch strikes on Russian territory. Kyiv authorities have dismissed the information that the capital is allegedly preparing to evacuate the population. Roman Tkachuk, head of the municipal civil security department, stressed that the situation in the Ukrainian capital remains under control. In addition, he stressed that the government is obligated to consider all emergency possibilities, in particular regarding total and long-term electricity, water, and heat outages. It's important that the system of civil defense be prepared for any potential scenarios. At the same time, one shouldn't think that evacuation is currently being prepared, said Roman Tkachuk of the Municipal Civil Security Department. The occupiers have damaged 1,100 medical facilities in Ukraine since the beginning of the full-scale invasion, reads a report by Ukraine's Ministry of Health. 144 medical facilities have been completely destroyed and will need to be rebuilt from scratch. 95 have already undergone full reconstruction. Another 204 medical facilities are still being restored. Ukraine shall not agree to negotiations with Russia, since the aggressor state is thus trying to gain an operational force to regroup and put pressure on other world countries, said Mykhailo Podolyak, advisor to the presidential office head.
То есть для чего эта пауза нужна? Вот они, скажем так, мобилизовали эту большую массу людей. Их надо немножко хотя бы потренировать.
So what would the purpose of this pause be? Here they have mobilized a great number of people in need of basic training, so they could somehow act on the battlefield. Then they need to negotiate with Iran again about getting a sufficient amount of missiles again. They need to look for ammunition somewhere. They want to speak to someone somewhere about something. If they get the operational pause, they could put pressure on neutral countries and show them they haven't lost the war. We have got all the chances to continue this war and win it in the end, just as we promised you. I won't say which countries Russia has spoken to this way, and they will continue with this rhetoric. On the other hand, they could somewhat influence our partners in Europe for them to ramp up the pressure on Ukraine about adhering to some agreements, ceasefires, giving up territories, etc., said Mykhailo Podolyak. According to Mykhailo Podolyak, such conditions are unacceptable for Ukraine, and Ukraine will negotiate with Russia, relying exclusively on its own national interests, those being the full liberation of its territories, an all-for-all prisoner exchange, and a tribunal for Russian servicemen involved in war crimes committed on Ukrainian territory. The results of the US November 8th midterm elections should have no influence on the level of support the US provides to Ukraine, said political expert Volodymyr Fesenko in a televised interview.
Да, може бути республіканська більшість в Нижній палаті Конгресу. Так вона була вже неодноразово.
There well could be a Republican majority in the House of Representatives. This has happened numerous times in US history. But we need to understand that there are many motivated supporters of Ukraine among Republicans. I think we will need the majority of the votes in Congress during the vote on aid for Ukraine. There could be delays in the budget process between Biden's administration and the Republican majority. Then again, not each aid package needs to be coordinated with Congress. The land lease is in place. We have got other opportunities, said Volodymyr Fesenko. Ukrainian diplomats responded to Pope Francis' recent remarks on Russian humanism. Pope Francis also said that the cruelty of Russian forces in Ukraine is not of the Russian people. Andriy Yurash, Ukraine's ambassador to the Vatican, wrote on Facebook that Pope Francis could easily pay a visit to Ukraine and see how 4.5 million people are left without electricity and water and enjoy this Russian humanism. It is not the mercenaries, but sincere Russian humanists and followers of Dostoevsky who give orders to bomb Ukraine and launch the missiles, Andriy Yurash wrote. Ukraine's ambassador to the USA, Oksana Markarova, also responded to the pontiff's remarks and said that the Pope must not have been attentive when he read Dostoevsky. Otherwise, His Holiness would not be surprised by the Russians' cruelty, which is naturally inherent to the Russian people. Humanism was absent from Moscovia under Ivan the Terrible's reign in 1547, during the sack of Baturin in 1708, and during every historical event that has taken place since, Oksana Markarova wrote on Facebook. 430 Ukrainian children have died since the beginning of the full-scale invasion. Over 827 have been injured, reads a report in the Prosecutor General's office Telegram channel. The total number of children's death and injuries is yet unknown and is being established in areas of active combat and on liberated territories. The occupiers have shot a civilian dead in the Kherson region after seeing a photo in his mobile phone. Two more civilians have been abducted. The Kherson Region Military Administration reported that the invaders were enraged after seeing a photo of Russian military equipment in the telephone of a resident of the village of Ivanivka and brutally killed him. Two more residents of the village have been abducted, and their circumstances are currently unknown.